This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with her recommended reads.
What a nice introduction.
Jennifer Horn!
I want to walk into like a McDonald's and have you scream that out as I walk
in. What in the heck are you still? Your voice sounds like you have allergies, colds, flu.
It won't go away.
Uh-oh.
We've got big problems around here, Doug.
We've got
big problems.
Yeah, we need to bring you to the farm and have you breathe some nice fresh air here.
I just need things to settle down. If things would settle down around me, I might be able to catch a break. But yeah, there's still a little things stuck.
That'll never happen because you like to support people for president that are rambunctious. They stir the pot as well. Who would that be? All right, so here, because Jennifer Horn and her dad, I've met at your house actually a couple of times. Bill Shatner and his wife. I like his wife. Very nice. He's a very interesting character. But I thought when I saw this, I'd better bring it up with you because there are, with people like him, there are always these stories. Well, what's his secret to being 92 years old? And is it really
him? I was just with him this weekend.
Yes. And how's he look?
Great.
Yeah.
There is nobody, I don't think there's a healthier looking 92-year-old. You've got Joe Biden tripping down things all over the place. This guy is amazing. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Captain Kirk is the way I first look upon him. And then you look at some of the other things that he's become. He's doing a series on PBS about space and things because he's always doing that sort of stuff. He's like, his name is equivalent to space, even space travel now. I remember when he went up on that in the capsule for, what was it, 90 minutes or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
So from 1966 to 2023, been quite a journey for this fellow. And the thing that I like about him is he's still relevant, very relevant in the entertainment industry. He's relevant to pop culture. Everybody knows who Bill Shatner is.
They do.
And, right, I mean, think about it. There are a lot. And so whenever there's a rumor, here it is. This is the crux of the story. Fans are struggling to accept how he can still look the way he does. He must have a secret. He must be having operations. The people have accused him of doing things to his body. Wow.
Yeah. I can tell you, though, what his secret is.
Okay, Jennifer.
His secret is the mind. Uh-huh. He keeps his mind engaged. Agreed. And activated.
Yep.
He makes it no secret that he believes that if he slows down, things will end.
Right.
And so he keeps himself working. He keeps himself riding horses. He keeps himself riding motorcycles. He keeps himself in the game.
Yep.
And, you know, how many of us, and this is what's struggling, I think that people struggle with, when you retire from a job, instead of finding something that you're passionate with, you're like, oh, I just have this time to sit around, and you disengage, and you start to feel like you lose your purpose. And when that happens, I think that's when we see a lot of people start to fade away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think that is my philosophy. I think you know
it is.
That.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, you have the same philosophy.
Same thing.
My dad has the same philosophy.
Yep. Yeah.
I have the same philosophy, although I'd love a month-long vacation. Just a month.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should arrange that in some way, shape, or form.
I need to be sent to, like, an island.
All right. Alex
Epstein's, though.
No, thank you. Mr. Alex Rodriguez says he's going to go on a vacation because the most relevant thing he can do these days, I find this always interesting, people who are trying to stay relevant who really aren't, he has bad gum disease. And so he wants to talk about, his gum.
That's disgusting.
Disease. This is it, pal? This is what you want to talk about. Good for you.
Well, that means all those people that kiss him are dealing with the stink, because don't you stink when you have gum disease?
Bad. Yep, right, exactly. Yep. All right, let's see who the winners of the day are, Jennifer. Dev Shah, 14 years old, crowned the National Spelling Bee champion, 14 years old from Largo, Florida, won the three-day contest held at National Harbor in Maryland. Spell the word. Oh, man, I can't even pronounce
it.
You
can't even say the word. How can we spell the word?
I think it's smamophile.
Oh, a spamophile.
Yeah.
You're one of those, aren't you?
No, use it in a sentence, will you please?
Spamophile. Doug is a spamophile. Go ahead.
No, thank you very much. It's a plant or an animal that thrives in sandy areas.
See? You're a spamophile.
Spamophile. P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. So, the lady who missed out on that, another 14-year-old, Charlotte Walsh, from Merrifield, Virginia, she misspelled the word Davely, which is a word for being listless. This was the 14th
round. Everybody
knows
about Davely.
I know it, right. D-A-V-I-E-L-Y. Now, listen to this. This Mr. Shaw, before he had to spell samophile, had to spell, let's see here, I'm trying to pronounce this one, too. Bathopinometer. Uh-huh.
A bathroom pinometer.
B-A-T-H-Y-P-I-T-O.
Oh, a bath pinometer. I thought it was a bathroom pinometer. I'm like, I thought it was something that smelled your piss.
Well, what? I don't even know what that is. And I haven't got an answer for that one. Anyway, this is kind of a surreal list of who uses these words in everyday life.
Well,
why don't
and then these little punks, these little 12-year-olds are like, did you use it in a sense? Like, you even know. Give me
right.
a break.
Exactly. Anyway, so this kid, Shaw, he's competed in the spelling bee a number of times. Last year, I think he tied for 76th place or whatever it is. So I won $50,000. Let's see here. A reference library from Merriam-Webster. Reference works from Encyclopedia Britannica.
And just what the smart kid needs is another encyclopedia.
Yeah, right.
You should probably get him like some social lessons or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. So let's see here. 50 children from 50 different countries. The finalists were this fellow, Dev Shaw, who was first. Ms. Walsh, who came in second. Another fellow named Drew Submarian, who was 12. Look at all these names. How come we don't... and I say this because this tells us something about the educational system and what's going on at home. There wasn't one of these kids in the top 15 who had an American-sounding name. And I don't say it that way to be anything other than congratulatory to the people. Let's see, the closest one, Sarah Fernandez of Omaha, she won. But the rest of them are all Pakistani or Indian names, every single one of them. What the hell does that tell you about?
It shows you culturally how people prioritize
education.
Work.
Yep. Yep. Congratulations to them. And we really have a lot to... It's amazing what's going on in the educational system in this country. My God. All right, losers of the day. You ready? We had winners. Now let's have a couple of losers. Tennessee woman disappeared on a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend 3 weeks ago, seen in California. This is...
Oh, I was with her this weekend.
Nikki Alcaraz, not Alcatraz, but Alcaraz, was spotted at a Walmart in Redding, California.
Hmm.
Right?
Let me tell you, if you want to disappear, Walmart in Redding is
good
actually
place.
Not a bad place
yeah.
because that's way up in the northern part of the state. Not much goes on there. Mm-hmm. You'd be good to go there.
Apparently, she was involved in a domestic assault and left after she got a black eye from her boyfriend and didn't know. This is the story. You know, when you look at the story, the cursory view of it is this woman just disappeared. And the reason for it wasn't clear at first. How many women do you know who have been abused by the men or even other women in their lives? The stories go on and on and on, and women say that they are afraid to leave because they can't. Yeah, they can't afford to be on their own. I say, no, that's not true. You always should get away from anybody. And I've had people in my life that have told me these stories, and I've helped them. And, you know, they say, you don't understand. Well, I don't understand. What I do understand is that nobody should be living in those circumstances.
Yeah.
Period.
I think that's true. But there are people who not only are tied to people for financial reasons, they might be afraid they're going to lose their kids. Mm. They might be afraid that somebody's going to kill them or their children if they get themselves out of the picture. So it's hard. You know, I don't envy women that find themselves in these circumstances, for sure. But there are a lot of resources now, and people are less afraid to talk about this more than ever. So
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know,
here's another loser.
You can.
A Hawaii, a person who was in Hawaii as a tourist, drove her car into a harbor thanks to GPS.
Oh, my God.
She did the same thing 2 weeks ago.
Come on.
Yeah. The driver,
she's following GPS and drives herself into a harbor?
Into the harbor. She drove down the boat ramp.
Come on.
Vehicle veered off the ramp into deep water. Police had to get divers out quickly. She said she'd use GPS to take her to this place. She thought the water was a puddle.
Oh, my God.
Right. So you look at all this stuff. You can look at this on social media. There's a group of boaters calling out there, yelling at her.
Driver's licenses?
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Yeah, there should be. Actually, yes, there should be an IQ test for drivers. Oh. Yes, absolutely. There should be an IQ test for buying a gun. There should be all kinds of reasons to take an IQ test. Morons need not apply. If you are dull, you have IQ less than 80.
People would be cut out of it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was telling Jay I served jury duty last week. And
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh. It's a great reminder of,
guilty or not? Guilty?
Well, I never actually made it to the trial because it was 3 days of jury selection.
Ah. Well.
And then imagine this. The defense wanted to get rid of me.
Really?
Weird. I still don't understand that.
That's Jennifer Horne. I don't want her on my
Oh, they
jury.
Knew who I was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course they know who you are. All right. Big-time broadcaster from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jennifer Horne is here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon, or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Mm-hmm. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jennifer Horn. Doug and the rest of the gang at the controls, James Collins in our studio in, I keep wanting to say Washington, Jennifer, that old habit. 29 years of saying
think
that.
Think about the middle. Think about the middle.
Right. Let's think about the middle. Happy birthday today to listeners Michael Selby, Christian Moore, Johnny George. Got to be a radio guy. Right? Johnny George.
It's a great name for radio. If he's not, he should be.
That's right. Exactly. All right, so happy birthday to all of you folks. Everybody else who's having a birthday, you can connect with us on Facebook, and let's find out when your birthday is. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Don't forget, the live line is 855-999-3684, so we can be in the leagues of people who are responding to a lot of stuff that, frankly, needs response, right? We all need to have response. How often do you take, I don't know that I've, when I listen to you, I just hear you arguing with that guy who's on with you, or not arguing, but trying to give him a clue. What about people on the air? Would you, how do you, in Los Angeles, you don't have the same problem that a lot of markets do, where it's often the same callers and it sounds too clubby to me, right? And that, so how do you get around that?
About making it sound like a club? Well, first of all, I
no, love, not making it sound like a club.
Yeah.
The same
no, I mean, there's a lot of our listeners who call, and they will call repetitively, and they are our little family, and we love them, and we know them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I try to keep the topics varied, and I try to ask different questions that are more provocative. And right. One thing that I try to do is if there's a story about law enforcement or about teachers or about doctors, I like to solicit people who are actually in those professions, which mm-hmm. bring in a lot of new people. So I would say, for instance, we talked about this story where a teacher was getting fired from LA Unified, another group of teachers, actually, like 40, because they weren't vaccinated today, like this week.
Still.
And so I Good did a job. Solicitation for people who worked in the school system. And then all of a sudden you get all these first time new callers who you hope stick around and become regulars and part of
the
club.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. All right. You had jury duty last week, and thus the question has been asked on our social media.
Oh, yeah, yes.
What's your experience with jury duty? So Rick says, never had to do it. I always say in court when I move and get called in, I got a good eye. I can tell if someone is guilty by just looking at them the first time, no matter what. There you go.
That's pretty good, actually.
You know, I think it's irresponsible to shirk your responsibility to be a juror. First of all, it's been one of the most, I've been four or five times, and most of the time I get to be selected as foreman.
I'm sure you do. I knew that was coming for me, too, because everybody was, like, gathering around me, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I was surprised because you do say your occupation, and I did tell them honestly what I do. I was surprised I lasted that long, but the minute the two lawyers could pick a person to get rid of, the defense is like, juror number two, we'd like to excuse you. The thing is I actually didn't mind. I don't mind seeing the process, but what is so damn disappointing when we all sit around and say the government is inefficient is when it takes 3 days for a jury selection, and literally in those 3 days where I have to give up my work and you know, I'm hosting events around it and doing radio shows, and other people are struggling to make their pay checks and stuff, it's like Disneyland with no rides. You are standing in line over and over and over again, and that's really frustrating. We spent maybe 2.5 hours in the courtroom in 3 days that I was there.
All right. All right, here's listener Luella. She's been called three times. First time, judge asked if I was ever part of litigation. My husband and I were part of a three-lawyer hearing against the guy who took our old car and all the parts to restore it, but we never got it back. Good for you, lady. Jeff says, only had it once in 61 years. 6 hours I was in and done. My only complaint, they didn't explain to us that we would be sitting through multiple cases before being utilized. Yeah, I think that does go on. All right. Thank you. 28 past. Good day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California, is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California, has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Wait a minute, let's try the microphone. Radio 101, turn the microphone on. Yes, here you are, many of you waking up to some good news. Jennifer Horn is good news when she's here. Jay is off in this hour of the program, so it's the Dugger, or a Dougie, as Jennifer and her father like to refer to me, Dougie. My niece's nephew's Uncle Dougie. I'm Uncle Dougie.
I like it. Dougie's a very good name for you.
I like it when my daughter calls me Daddy.
Yep.
And I like it when my grandson calls me Gramps.
Now, why does your son call you Doug?
He likes to stir it up.
Just a weirdo? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, he's not. You know him. What do you mean?
I'm being funny.
Know the answer to the question before he asked it. He's just like, and so he's got Jasper, who's my grandson with Brendan. He's forming words at 17, 18 months now. So he can say mama, and he can say dada, And he says, dog, for the dog. And then he's been saying, dog, for me.
Because Brendan hears him dog. That's so cute.
I'm not sure about that, but at any rate, that's what we like. So how many people have been looking, for those of you who are in a part of the country where the skies have been clear, the Milky Way has been spotted from about everywhere in the world.
I prefer the Snickers, you know.
Oh, do you really? I knew that. There's a Milky Way photography contest. Did you know that? Every year, there is a lot of attention given to this band of stars and all the gas and the dust and that sort of thing. And so there's an angle every year that's different than the year before. You can look at the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years of this and see different angles that are taken. How do you know what you're looking at even, frankly, at this point? But you can, you know, there are some really good cameras around. You can take these images in the sky. But nothing beats this web telescope. Wow. Every weekend, when I have a minute, I go to the NASA website and just look at that.
That's cool.
It really is something man should be proud of. The exact opposite of man's creation of artificial intelligence, which we should not be proud of. We should be looking askance at who it was that has subjected us to all of this. Speaking of being subjective, the House Speaker, Mr. McCarthy, has been on various news programs to defend Republican gains in the debt ceiling deal. This was something, I think, that when you go through this, you probably talked about it more than I have, although I like the way McCarthy handled this. I think he did a good job. Did he push a lot of people? Oh, he pushed Biden around. Democrats don't like that. Republicans, yeah, that's great. I don't know that he pushed him around. One of the things that I liked was to get rid of the funding for the IRS. But I'm not clear, Jennifer, you probably know more than I do, whether the entire 87,000 agents that had been set up to be hired, were did that completely get eliminated?
No, and that's what a lot of people on the like conservative side of the aisle are a little ticked off about. It's really interesting to watch.
Well, it wasn't one sided though, for heaven's sakes. What do you think?
No, but I mean, it's a game of messaging, right? Because so you've got three players in the game. You have Biden, who doesn't know much about what's going on, and that's just the truth. Yeah. You've got Chuck Schumer, who made
doesn't
it clear
know what, much
that
about
he wanted.
Going on
well, yeah. But he's kind of running the show, and in fact, Kevin McCarthy's been saying in these meetings that Chuck Schumer would really jump in and kind of take the role that Biden would have normally taken. Mm-hmm. Biden was just kind of, you know, reading off of his note cards and that sort of thing. But Chuck Schumer said, "We are not negotiating. That's it." And you went on television a couple months ago. We're not negotiating.
All right.
It's just going to be a clean clean race to the debt ceiling. Well, right. Kevin McCarthy gets his caucus together, and they pass this bill, which was a big achievement for McCarthy, especially with with a slim margin like he's got in the House. So he passes the bill, and then that forces Biden to negotiate. So that is the big win, is that Biden and Schumer had to eat crow and say, we actually have to negotiate some things. So that's the good news. Is there much of anything in this bill? It's pretty much kicking the can down the forward.
Well, that's always the way it is.
But unfortunately, we are so far in debt and we are so out of control with the spending. But, I mean, to McCarthy's credit, he had a really difficult job. He had to appease conservatives. He had to get something Biden would sign, something Schumer would sign and pass through the Senate. So there were some wins. He's got a pipeline coming up in Virginia that Manchin was really working on. He kind of took away his thunder there because he was able to pass it through. He's got the defunding of the IRS agents for 1 year. So that's what the conservatives were upset about, because they don't like this idea of 87,000 IRS agents, because they shouldn't. And so it's defunded but not completely canceled. And that was one of the things that McCarthy had promised. So they don't have enough money to hire people. There have been a few cuts, but the sad thing is it kind of removes the debt ceiling again until 2025. So you've kind of given back a blank check to the president to sign whatever he wants.
Hopefully he won't be the president.
2025 election year. Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Do you want to know something really interesting?
Yes, I do. Okay. That's why I'm here, Jennifer, to learn something interesting.
I didn't know this, and maybe you did. And
wait a minute, let me set this up. This is positively newsworthy from Jennifer Horn. All right, please go ahead.
So, before Nixon, the way things were set up was that Congress could pass whatever they wanted, but the president could veto anything, basically. When it comes to the power of the purse, Congress could do it, but there was more power seated with the president. And apparently, I guess Nixon ticked off the Congress so much, and when he was embattled, because he would throw out all their spending, he would get rid of it, that they actually passed something around him because he was so embattled and had no power after all the stuff before he was going to resign, that Congress gets sole control of the purse strings now. So the reason we even argue about debt ceilings now, which is newer rather than historic, mm-hmm. is because Congress took away the power of the president to veto stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that interesting?
Well, there you go.
So now something that's why you have drunken people running Congress, like drunken spending Congress people.
Yeah. There you go. The Russians and the Ukrainians at it again over the weekend. Russia claims Ukraine has launched major attacks, and that's unfair.
Aww.
Oh, my God, these people. The mainland route that the Russians had built to get down to Crimea. Remember when they took Crimea over, 8 years ago? They wanted the beaches. The Russian oligarchs wanted the beaches, so they're going to take over Crimea. And they built this major superhighway, so it'd be easy to drive down there. Well, Ukrainians over the weekend blew the hell out of it. To smithereens, as they say.
Wow.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing. All right, let's see here what we have in the this situation with the weather. I have, when was the last time I was in California? Last week. The weather was blah.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it was blah.
I swear, I think we're all suffering like seasonal depression. It's been so gray in California. Yeah. But this weekend, we actually had 2 days of sun, which was lovely. And now it's going to get crummy again.
Well, Megan and Matthew and Miles moved to a new house down in Mar Vista over the weekend. And I was wondering, they have a nice, it's really a very cool place, actually. I was very happy that they have found this neat place. Hard to find neat places in California.
That's for sure.
At least around Los Angeles County, but they did. And so they were, Megan is giving me the tour outside. And I went over and looked at the house last week when I was there. And a very cute, great, quiet neighborhood. Really much different than where they are now. Where they were in South Beverly Glen. It's like a damn Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, it's going a hugely down. Busy
very
street.
Dangerous, yeah. So anyway, they're over there and Miles is all excited about the playground and the stuff. It just was nice to see the warmth. But the one thing, the warmth of the family getting excited about it. But the skies are so gray and dark. And I'm thinking, hello, this is supposed to be California. Why is it? And we had a couple of weeks of really beautiful weather here in New England. Rained the last 3 or 4 days. Looked like it's going to rain for the next 3 or 4 days, which is good to get the crops to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had really, yesterday was 53 degrees here.
Oh, that's cold. It has
yeah,
been that
this
cold.
Time of year? Yeah. Yeah, not cool.
It definitely, we have June gloom in California, which is unusual, but it's just been so many days in a row that it feels more like Seattle than it does Los Angeles. Everybody's like, where's our sunshine?
Yeah, sunshine, lollipops, and roses. All right, here's the death squad at work. A woman came to her husband's rescue over the weekend. They were involved in a fiery crash in Missouri. 3 cars in a collision on Interstate 70. Looking at the St. Louis police reports, this was an SUV came to a stop in the left lane with cars going around him at 70 miles an hour. And then it was hit by another SUV.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that was hit by another SUV. The cars all exploded. One person was killed. The wife of the husband who thought, she thought she was dead, too. How do you think that? I don't know, being in that circumstance, I'm trying to put myself in that place where you are actually conscious, but you think you're dead. Right? Have you ever talked to anybody?
I have not ever had that, and I have not heard anybody say that. But, gosh, that must have been scary.
I've had that, yep. Ugh. All right, here's another death-defying circumstance. A pregnant driver saved students from a bus as it was crashing, exploded, caught fire. She said, this was the driver, pregnant mother, said her mommy instinct kicked in. She evacuated the bus as they were driving in Milwaukee on the way to school, and somebody pulled in front of her, and then there was the vehicle crashed, but then it started to smoke. She was concerned about the vehicle. She could hear the smells and the smoke. So she pulled all of the 37 students on the bus out.
Wow.
So the bus was filled with smoke.
I'm telling you, don't mess with the pregnant lady. They're pretty smart.
Yeah.
No, well, pretty smart, pretty tough.
It is. There's a lot to be said for instinct. There is, really and truly. All right, here's the story of a Texas father who died. 6-year-old son fighting for his life, struck by lightning. Wow. The lightning, they were walking home from a bus stop. Matthew Boggs walking down his driveway with his two sons. Lightning came out of the sky without warning. And so the dad died. And one of the sons got badly burned by this to the point where they've set up a GoFundMe page. This fellow, 6 years.
How did
that happen? The 6-year-old son, man. I know, when you put yourself in that position, how many people do you ever know? I've never known anybody that was ever. I've had cows hit by lightning. Yeah, but not people. All right, hold a good thought for that, Finn. The cow did not survive. Nope. Oof. It's 12 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Weekly visit from Tom Kreitler. I sound like want my voice to be deeper when I said it. Time now for a visit from Tom Kreitler, a co-host with Leslie Segretti of the famous Money Pit home improvement radio program here around the country every week. And also you can take advantage of their 24-hour a day, 7 days a week features at Money Pit Podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. And they also have a newsletter that is fabuloso. So each week we try to pick Tom's brain. And some days that's easier than others. But let's see. we're talking off the air about pools.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about a pool here, but they're so doggone expensive, it doesn't really fit into, I have a great place for it, but there was a pool, actually, you'd appreciate this, when I was a kid, the house that I live in now was the manor house for the farm, when I was a kid, and it's a big old colonial, like a Currier and Ives house,
right?
And the people who were in here had this huge pool built. I remember swimming in it when I was a kid. We got hot in the hayfield, we'd come over and swim, and it was this big, thick wall, gunite pool, and there was a nice cabana on the other side of the brooks. Well, the people that moved in after those folks moved out filled the pool in, because right. they were lawyers, and they didn't want the liability.
Yeah. And there's this thing called a fence.
Yeah,
that can protect you from liability.
Unbelievable. So I dug. It's about 100 feet away from the house,
right?
And I've been tempted to go out there and dig with my backhoe to see if I could find the pool. But there's nothing going to be left of it anyway,
right? Yeah,
but it's just one of those things. But there's so many different variables. You and I were talking about spools.
Yeah,
and then these.
It's really popular. It's a combination of a pool and a spa.
Yeah,
and you know, basically it's a miniature pool, and you can design these any way you like. If you want a lap pool that converts to a spa, you can have that. If you want it to be, you know, more of a soaking pool, you can have it that way. I will tell you though, even though it's smaller than a regular pool, it's just as expensive.
Yeah.
And I understand why, because it's not so much the size of the pool that impacts the price. It's the fact that you got to get the permits, you got to dig the hole, you got to have the same equipment.
Yeah,
same electricity run, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
But they're really popular today.
Yeah, I can see. I'd love to have a pool again. Just every day I would be in that. You were talking about how often you would use it versus the expense and that sort of thing. And that's something that a lot of people would consider. I'm in and out of my, at the old house, I was in and out of my pool in the morning after I got off the air. If it was a hot day, into the pool I went. And then I'd go work on the farm and come back after dark and be hot and sweaty, grab a bar of soap, jump into the pool again.
There you go.
That's right.
So it was your bathtub.
It was a 28,000-gallon bathtub. It was always set at 88 degrees, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, people said to me, oh, why have you got it so hot? Because that's why I like it.
I
pool.
Like it. Your
thank
pool.
You.
Keep it the way you want.
Here's a question.
You want it colder, get your own pool.
Yeah, thank you. Bring your own ice or something. All right, Alex is listening to us down in Florida. He's got a four-year-old central air conditioning system.
Okay.
He says it works well, except for the front room. It's always about 5 degrees hotter. Any idea why and how I can fix this? Here we go. Yeah.
So this is a typical situation. I have something very similar in my house. You know, I have a room. It happens to be the room where we broadcast from. And it's the farthest room away from the air conditioning system. So it gets, let's say, the least amount of cool air. It also happens to be, unfortunately, on the west side of the house, which makes it a very warm side of the house. So, you know, I have a couple of options here. I could run additional duct work, right? Or I could increase the return dense to pull more air back to it. Or I could add a supplemental system. And that's what I ended up doing. I put a split ductless in because it's a pretty big area, and I wanted to have it cool and comfortable and quiet, right?
Yeah.
But you could look into your duct system, Alex, and talk with your HVAC contractor. Find out if, first of all, make sure you're getting plenty of airflow, because sometimes these older systems could have dampers in them which shut off parts of the airflow into certain rooms. So make sure you're getting the full amount of air the system has to deliver. Take a look at your return duct. If your return duct is not in that same room, let's say it's in a hallway and there may be a door between the two, you can undercut that door so you have more space for the air to get back to the return duct, because it's not just, you know, pushing cold air out. You've got to bring it back to recool it for it to be efficient. So I would look into those two things right there. And lastly, it is possible to put in what's called a booster fan, which is sort of an inline fan that goes in the duct system that helps to pull more air through that duct, especially if it's at the end of the run. So a couple of different options for you to consider.
All right. So that's there. The Money Pit podcast, focus on pools. This week you want to check that out, moneypit.com/podcast. And then you've got the newsletter as well, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tommy the K, along with Leslie Segretti, hosting the Money Pit. Lots of great information this time of year, every time of year. So check that all out. Tommy, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.